This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, October 12th of 2025, 6:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 820. Where the hell did that go? 823.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. We are going to be doing a quick show this week. Almost didn't do a show this week because I think I've had a hell of a day. I know you haven't had an awesome day.
No. Not at all.
I took care of flooding at the radio station.
Flooding? Oh, no.
Yeah. No, water got into the one of my studios. And
oh, shit.
I sucked up probably 15 gallons of water.
Good Lord.
Out of the carpet and floors and everything else.
Didn't get to any.
Happened this morning. We had some. No.
Y'all, with all the being on the coast and everything else and occasionally hurricanes, I would think you all probably have pretty much all electronics up off the floor. No?
Yeah. We're not that close to the water.
Okay.
The water came in because of just we got inundated with some really heavy rains, and I think there's something moved up around the foundation that has allowed water to come in, so I've got to take care of that tomorrow.
Okay.
But today I just wanted to get all the water out of the carpets.
Oh.
Get it dried up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that will keep mold from coming in, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So as long as it all happened between 8 and noon this morning, I was in there at noon.
What about your
you
golf?
Know, sucking everything out. And we didn't play. Oh, it was pouring down rain.
Okay.
We didn't play today.
Okay.
Yeah, everything would have been closed today. So we got like, I want to say we got like 4 inches of rain this morning.
Jesus.
Well, there's that nor'easter out off the coast right now, or it's beginning to become a nor'easter.
Okay.
It's going to go up the coast tonight. It's all kind of calmed down now. But earlier today, it just poured down. So I slept in for the first time in who knows how long. I slept till 11 o'clock today, dude.
No shit, till 11?
Actually, it was almost, it was probably closer to 11:30.
Damn. That is late.
For me, that is
for
late.
For you, yeah.
I have not slept that long. It's got to be 5-6 years since I slept that long on a Saturday or Sunday.
Damn.
Outside of being sick or something.
Right. Man. Yeah. 11 o'clock. Shit.
But it was just pouring down rain. I just could not get any. You know, I woke up about 5.
Yeah.
To check on the weather, everything else, if we're going to play golf. I'm like, no, they're saying heavy rain between 8 and noon.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way we're playing golf today. So, got up for a minute. It's like, well, you know, I need to be on, I'm on the air at 6:30. So, I'm going to go back to bed. Something happened. I wound up waking up and so I went ahead and did my radio show for the morning, got done with that. It wasn't even 7 yet, and I went back to bed. I was like, oh, I'll sleep by 8:30 or so, I'll get up. And noon, or 7:30.
4 hours later.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah, you never do that shit.
Oh, no, never. But did this time. So we'll see if I can get well. I'll make myself go to sleep tonight. I take a gummy or something.
There you go. There is nothing more calming and easier to sleep to than the fucking rain.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's
or Animal Crossing.
Or Animal Crossing. Well,
it'll
lull you.
That yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing going on. It was raining. We had an event that day. So I didn't play golf or anything. So I was up early, though, to take care of some things. And I said, right. Well, I'm going to play some Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You know, feeling guilty because I haven't played, you know, Callum bought that game for me and I hadn't played that much yet. He's waiting for me to, you know, give my opinion on when the King of Cartoons come by and, you know, fucks a squash or whatever it's doing. So I'm sitting there this yesterday morning, kind of shaking the tree and getting oranges out. Dumb fucking game. Here, shake the tree. Okay, you get oranges. All right, I went and sold more oranges. You should keep those. Some of those oranges give yourself power. You could take down a whole rock. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, but you don't want to take down a rock. That's bad.
I don't want to bust up a rock.
No, don't bust it up. No, that would be bad. Oh. The reason is it will respawn. It will regrow by the next day. It will be a rock again, and you can still use it to mine stuff, but it will put it in a random place. So it may be convenient now, like close to your town hall, but if you break it, it may show up like on the other side of the fucking map. Now, on the other hand, this is where it gets weird. It is possible to lay down graphics on the ground. You can use custom graphics that some other user made. You can use custom graphics to make snowy grounds or a pathway or, you know, whatever. You can cover the ground.
Yeah. We're stopping there. I'm still living in a tent.
Well,
all my neighbors have got houses now. I'm the homeless guy off in the woods.
Here's
living in a tent.
Yeah. Well, no, here's how anal some of these people get.
Chasing around, getting my Terry's throwing stuff in my face, interrupting me while I'm talking. Now I lost my track. I'm still trying to go walk around my butterfly net, catching, you know, crickets and shit.
There you go.
So, you know, I mean, you're talking custom graphics and graphics. Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm just trying to get where I got a house or get something moving on.
Right.
You're like 15 steps ahead of me.
Yeah. All right. It is ahead. It is. Matter of fact, that's way further ahead than where you are now. But the cool thing is rocks can't grow wherever there's something on the ground. So what people will do is...
Guess what? Rocks can't grow, period.
Well, I'll give you that.
Rocks don't grow. What kind of fucking weird-ass name? You know, and then Tom Nook, the fucking mayor or whatever, is like, oh, hey, you know, thank you for bringing your stuff. You know, here's some stuff that'll help you grow some flowers and get a water can. I should probably be charging you for this, but, you know, here we are. You give, I give. Our big fucking communist society thing. Fucking teaching kids, man.
I love it.
You gave me stuff. I'm going to give you stuff. No, Tom, how about you give me some fucking money? All right.
Give me some cash, bitch.
Yeah.
Give me the cash.
But in this land, though, there's just bells laying in the ground. I'm like, well, there's 100 bells that you can pick up.
And if you have a
version of money.
Do you have a shovel yet?
Not in craft one, but I have not got one yet.
Craft one, and once a day. Once a day, there's one spot on the map. Where
is that the little glowy spot? Glowy spot.
Yes, the glowy spot. What you got to do is okay. What you do is you take your shovel, you dig it up. Now, before you do anything else, you immediately turn around towards the hole.
Yeah.
Hit your whatever button it is, the Y button to bring up your storage. Hit the Y button, and you find the money that's on your screen, and you go bury in hole, and it will rebury that 1,000 bells.
Yeah.
And a tree will grow there. When the tree's finished growing, it will be covered in money, and you can take the money and use it. So it's true. Money does grow on trees, at least in Animal Crossing.
Fucking commie world, man.
Fuck yeah.
Money grows on trees. You don't need it.
It's a socialist.
Money on
habit.
Trees. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's what God meant it to be. but I'm a socialist. So what do I know?
Yep. All right. So there we go, Calum. Thank you for putting me in this socialistic, you know, communist fucking paradise.
Hell hold.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So. So yeah, I was playing that a little bit before we started doing the show. So trying to get ahead.
Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah. Because if somebody buys me something, I gotta use it to its full potential.
Yep.
So there we go. let's see, what else we talked about here? Oh, we haven't talked about Peacemaker yet.
No. Anybody who's seen,
up.
Who has not seen Peacemaker, turn the fast forward ahead by 5-10 minutes.
If you don't want to be, you know, spoiled or anything, even though there's not really much spoilers to do to it, unless you haven't watched Agency.
There's
a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, there's some that could be spoiled.
It's more of just a wrap up episode.
It does,
except for the end.
Yeah, it brings everything.
In the end,
to
is bullshit.
Yeah, it brings everything to a close, but then leaves you with a cliffhanger. That supposedly, according to Gunn, leads into the next Superman movie in 2027, The Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting that they're going to try to, or they're going to dare to do what Marvel has so far not been able to pull off successfully, which is a TV show that ties into and has an effect on the movie universe for that company.
Yeah.
DC is actually, you know, we just had an entire 8-episode season of Peacemaker, and like I said,
it leads into. No. They've already done it. Marvel did it.
Wait, which one?
WandaVision.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
I'll give you. But you don't need to have seen WandaVision.
Yeah, you do.
Nah, not really.
To understand why she went the way she went and where she got the Darkhold from.
Well, all right, let me give you that. The kids and everything were in the. They were okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Marvel did succeed with that one, but they haven't succeeded with anything else.
Ms. Marvel.
No, you could totally drop that Ms. Marvel and no.
You wouldn't know who the character was and how it even started.
Then they could have.
Where she got her bracelets from?
They could have put a little. 2-minute explanation in the Marvels movie. You could have dropped this. You can drop the Marvel series out and nothing that gets affected.
Except you don't know who the character is or any of the people.
Take 5 minutes and explain who she is. Or
and guess what? And guess what? It didn't make any money anyway.
So no, exactly. No. So yeah, I think Marvel has really dropped.
Brandon, if there was another one that led into it, you can't really. I guess you could have used Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Again, though, that one totally could be dropped out.
Yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier achieved nothing. Well, the thing is, though, you wouldn't have known who the Black Captain America was. The previous,
okay, Carl
the older
Lumley.
Guy.
Yeah, Carl Lumley.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known who that was or why that was going on, unless you added some backstory into the movie.
Yeah, but again, you...
And you still wouldn't have gotten why he felt the way he felt or anything else.
You could have, yeah.
There was a big part of that storyline was that a black guy can't be there because they'll just shit on you or whatever else, and the way they treated him. So.
Yeah, see, I don't... Again...
Then again, though, Captain America Brave New World wasn't like a groundbreaking Marvel movie, so...
No, not at all.
I mean, as much as it pains me, that movie wasn't very good.
Yeah, that's
it. It was okay. It's okay, but
it's one of the
that felt more like a Disney Plus streaming movie than it did an actual theatrical movie.
Right, than it did. Right. No, I agree there. Yeah, they've, in my opinion, they've underachieved with their TV programs. I really, with the exception of Daredevil: Born Again, that was the first season of Daredevil on Netflix, and the first season of Daredevil on Disney Plus, the Born Again.
Yeah.
Both those I enjoyed. I really, besides WandaVision, haven't truly enjoyed anything. I've liked it, but I haven't really enjoyed it. Like Captain and Winter Soldier. I was kind of like,
Moon Knight.
It's all right, but... Yeah.
Moon Knight.
Okay, Moon Knight, yeah. I loved Moon Knight, that's true.
Yeah.
But again, all these hints about the character joining the main... Marvel Universe.
But nothing ever happened yet.
Nothing ever happened. It's another plot string that they pulled up, threw out in front of us, and then suddenly pulled it back and went, changed their minds.
That was because you had at the time, the person running Disney really was just trying to crank out stuff.
Right.
He was just trying to crank out content.
I don't disagree.
There was no, I think Feige was just trying to keep up with what they were wanting.
Right.
I don't think Feige really had it all laid out.
No. No, no.
You know,
no.
unless it all pays off somehow in
Doomsday.
Not Doomsday, but Secret Wars.
Secret Wars, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we never get to see Moon Knight again, I'm going to be a little irritable. Because that is definitely one of my favorite characters in the Marvel.
And they did
universe.
A good job with the series.
Oh, yeah. They did a phenomenal job. I loved it.
Yeah.
Every moment of it. Matter of fact, it's that, well, I have WandaVision. I was going to say it and WandaVision are the only two Marvel series, I think, that I've got on disc. Oh, I do have that overseas copy of Jessica Jones season one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a phenomenal fucking season.
But that wasn't necessarily Disney produced.
No, that was not. It was all Netflix. That was all Netflix.
That was Netflix.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. But, all right. So, yeah, Peacemaker, back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
It wraps up. They decided to take Adrian's money.
Yeah, I love that.
And do something with it.
I think
that's blood money.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. Well, the first time, I was going to say two or three episodes ago, when they first opened that door into that room, and all that money's sitting there just stacked up, you're like, what the fuck? I guess he took the money. And then he confirms, oh, yeah, it was ill-gotten gains. I took the money and put it here. Well, I can't use it. It's blood money. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So.
Yeah, but, that's a character I liked more the more the season went on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, going back to first season, he was kind of an irritable character, and I was kind of like, just I'm waiting for you to get killed somehow.
Yeah.
But then, you know, midway through this current season, you're like, okay, he's not too bad. I like him. He's funny.
No, no. Yeah. He's just dumb. Yeah.
He is just dumb.
Dumb yet smart.
There you go. Yeah.
So, there's that. Anything else?
Box office. Right. Let's see. What do we got here?
Well, we had, what was the big, Tron Ares came out this week.
Yeah, it fell down hard.
Not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised either. I've heard it's a very pretty movie to watch.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. But there's not a lot there substance-wise.
Yeah, music's good. You know.
Yeah, the music's good. Matter of fact,
that's every review I read that they were. The music's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, they're talking Oscar. They're talking Oscar noms for the soundtrack by Nine Inch Nails, which I think is fantastic. I'd love to see.
Yeah.
Trent win a. Has he won an Oscar before?
I thought he had.
He may have.
I thought he won for something else he did.
It's possible.
Can't remember which movie it was, but yeah, he's done quite a few scores.
Trent Reznor Oscar.
No, he's been nominated.
Yeah, 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 I knew. Oh, okay, wins. Best Original Score. Best Original Score in 2011 and in 2020. Let's see. Reznor won for Bones and All, as well as Reznor and Ross, Atticus Ross, scored Bones and All, as well as Empire of Light in 2022. Who is the most undeserved Oscar winner? Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Don Cheadle, actor? You're kidding me. Why would anybody think that Don Cheadle didn't deserve something? Jesus Christ. Trent has two Oscar wins, four nominations. His wins were for The Social Network and Soul, and I guess Soul is the Disney one. I think Soul was the Disney movie, animated.
Mm.
But I did not know. Wait a minute, here, hold on. I'll go look it up. Soul. Yeah, that's the 2000 Disney Pixar movie. I did not realize Trent did the soundtrack to that.
I didn't either.
Okay, you just gave me a reason to watch it. Let's see, Soul Music, Disney Pixar plot, blah, 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 blah. Released due to the pandemic on Disney Plus. Genre has roots. And I don't see anything directly about Trent. Huh. Well, shit, I had no idea, Trent. Two Oscar wins, damn. And he may get a third. Oh, but we were talking about the opening. Let's see. Tron Ares, $60 worldwide debut. $60 million worldwide debut. $27 million from box office. $33 million debut in the U.S.
Okay.
Which apparently is quite a bit below. They were predicting 40, if I read it correctly, 40 to 45 million is what they're expecting.
Yeah.
Looks like it's getting good grades at Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, audience score hasn't been bad on it.
No, audience score is good. Critic score has been mediocre.
Yeah.
But even still, you know, nothing to indicate everybody's in love, et cetera.
Again, though, Tron was never a series or even or intellectual property that anybody gave two shits about.
No. They even talk about the fact that it's been a performing series, but it's never been a high performing series.
Yeah.
They've made money, but it's always been kind of struggling to get there, is kind of what was implied in the article.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know,
they could do it, but it'd be a struggle to get there.
Yeah.
They're saying for this one, I think the cost of the movie was $180 million plus whatever they've spent on advertising.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. I didn't see a whole lot about it.
Oh, I did. Oh, man. I couldn't turn my head. It was all over Twitch.
Okay.
They bought
there
heavy.
We go. They yeah. But that compared to a major network campaign.
I agree.
Or anything like, is much, much lower.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, now, I saw stuff about it and I saw things pop up, but I did not see, you know, ad campaigns on TV that you just, you know, you weren't gonna be able to, you know, tie ins with other brands or anything like that.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sad because this may be the last Tron movie. It, like I said, it does look beautiful. It does look very, very pretty.
But Tron Legacy didn't make that much money.
I do not know what Tron number, like his Legacy's numbers
it,
are.
Another one was, I was not really, I thought the Tron Legacy was also kind of a, not a flop, but a mediocre performer.
It was mediocre. Yeah, it was mediocre.
Yeah.
Tron, Tron Legacy. God, was that 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Wow. Domestic opening 44. So actually, it did better.
Yeah.
Did quite a bit better in its opening. Wow, and that's 15 years ago. Inflation,
yeah. For inflation, yeah.
Damn, 44 million, yeah. Let's see. There was a re-release in 2024 and in 2021. Domestic, international, its worldwide total was $400 million.
Okay.
$400 million. So yeah.
This one won't make $400 million, so.
No, I don't think so. Matter of fact, let's see. Let's look at the stock market
The Hollywood Stock Exchange.
Yeah, Hollywood Stock Exchange market. Let's see what it did today. Oh yeah. Yeah, it started to take a dump. It dropped it went from 107 or 106 a share to drop to 101 a share, almost $5 in the course of an afternoon. I unfortunately hadn't checked in late in the afternoon, saw it had dropped that much, dumped the stock immediately.
Yeah.
Because that number meant it had to hit $106 million in 4 weeks. That ain't happening.
No.
It ain't hitting 106 in 4 weeks.
No.
Sure as shit, I dumped mine at 102. It's currently sitting at 97.
Yeah.
So it's dropped another $4 today.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in the crapper. It's in the crapper. Thank God I got out when I did. Or I would have lost, another 750,000 if I hadn't gotten out.
Oh, my.
I lost quite a bit. By letting it drop from 106 to 101, I fucked up there. I should have been checking that shit earlier. What's the big dumper today? What is that? Lilo and Stitch 2 just dropped 226 a share. Damn, there's a lot of drops today. Spider-Man, Minions 3, Superman: Man of Tomorrow, The Running Man, Avengers 6, Tron 3. They're all dropping.
What did did Spider-Man drop for? What was the reason on that one?
I don't know. It dropped from 4:15 to 4:13. Let's see if there's any news. September 23rd, Marvin Jones to play Scorpion.
Yeah.
Tombstone. Marvin Jones to play Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's it. Mark Ruffalo, what? Returning for Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know Hulk was going to be in the new Spidey movie.
Yeah, no, supposedly Hulk, Punisher are going to be in it.
Ooh.
And then you got Scorpion, Tombstone. And who else did I hear possibly in that? Was Mr. I think Mr. Negative was talked about at one point.
Okay. That one doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. But it was very much me a street level movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, damn. I may. I was gonna say, who knows? I may have to end up in the theater to see this. Nah, we know that's still.
You're not gonna.
Still not gonna happen. No.
Because that comes out when?
July 31st of next year.
Okay.
Soon.
So that'll be out. So that will lead into Doomsday.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I think at first they were talking about Doomsday was going to be before that.
Yeah, originally, yes. Now Doomsday's coming in December.
Yeah.
Either the 21st or the 26th. I can't remember what it is. Let's see. Avengers. Doomsday opens December 18th of 2026.
Yeah.
Secret Wars opens December 17th of 2027. God let me live long enough to see both those movies to close out the Marvel Universe and let them reboot the whole thing from the ground up.
Yeah.
Just to see it. Now, let's see, 33 is what the current Marvel movies was, or the count was at, I think right before Thunderbolts. So Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, 36 Spider-Man, 37 Avengers 1, 38 Avengers 2. So in a complete Blu-ray collection of the Marvel saga from start to end, it's probably going to be 38 movies total. 38 okay. to 40 movies. Because I think we were supposed to get Blade next year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they pushed that off. Let's see.
Or if they're still going to do it.
They keep saying, yes, they are still doing it. Yeah, still no date listed. Still no date listed. There was a rumor for a while. I haven't seen it in a few weeks, but there was a rumor for about a week going around that Wesley Snipes would come back for Blade and hand the character off to Mahershala Ali. Could happen, but I doubt it. I doubt very seriously that they would do that. I don't think they would. I don't think they. I think they should give a shit, or they could give a shit less about Wesley Snipes and involving him with the character. Well, I don't think they give a shit beyond the occasional appearance. Maybe.
I think you may see him pop up in Secret Wars or something.
I think it's very possible. I think it's very possible.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if there's a handing off, that would be possibly it.
There you go. I would even go so far as to say, you're right, it's probable. He probably will show up, because they've done it once now in Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, side journey, I meant to ask you, do you know about Batman Deadpool?
Yeah, I heard of it. Well, I saw it, what, in the movies?
No, Batman Deadpool comic.
No.
Yeah, they're doing a Batman Deadpool miniseries. I think it's either 6 or 10 issues.
Okay.
Not sure why, but it's some kind of crossover. They did, God, Jesus, what was it, like 30 different variants or something like that?
Jeez.
They did a stack of variants. I mean, holy shit. I was just like, wow. You know, this can't be a moneymaker, but fuck, it flew off the shelves. They had the original issue, and then they had covers that were 1 in 25, covers that were 1 in 100. covers that were 1 in 500. And those are apparently going for a few thousands, even ungraded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the 1 in 500s are going for big money right now.
Yeah, I knew that, they had talked about putting Deadpool, or hey, Gunn wanted to try to put Deadpool in Peacemaker.
See, that would be awesome.
And Ryan Reynolds is supposedly up for it, but they knew the hurdles to jump with Marvel would be
right.
Impossible.
Would be, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just because, I mean, again, they could have used it in that multiverse thing.
Yeah.
Because they did let Spider-Man go.
That's true.
You know, with the, hey, we Spider-Man each other.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing they had, just to make a reference, they had to get permission.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You'd think.
But. All right. Anything back else we need to talk about here?
Let's see. Well, back to movies. Number one, Tron Ares. Number two, what was the other movie? What was that? Fuck that. There it is. One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
The new Leonardo DiCaprio
yeah.
movie, which I've heard is really, really good. But that's number two. Gabby's Dollhouse. I don't know what that is. The movie. Conjuring Last Rites. Wow, number four with 6 million. That's funny.
That's been out for a bit.
It will, not only that, it's out on digital.
Yeah.
It's already out on digital because I watched it. I watched it last night. And it was pretty good. Anybody who's curious, Conjuring Last Rites, pretty good, pretty enjoyable. Has some good scare moments in it, some good jump scares. Let's see, but it looks like that's it. Conjuring Last Rites. Oh! Coming in after that with number five, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle. Say that five times fast.
Oh, God.
Say that five times fast. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's number five. Passes Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon to become the top grossing international film of all time in the domestic marketplace.
Okay.
And that's the, that's pretty much the listing. There's a good headline. Tron Ares hits bump in the road with $60 million global opening. Oops. Ooh, box office grid dims to 33 million opening. All the songs in Disney's Tron Ares from NIN to Depeche Mode?
Huh?
Depeche Mode has music in Tron? And for anybody who's listening, yeah, I know it's Depeche Mode. I call them Depeche. Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode. Apparently they've got some. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here's a listing of the songs. I Know You Can Feel It, Nine Inch Nails. As Alive As You Need to Be, Nine Inch Nails. Who Wants to Live Forever, Nine Inch Nails. Paranoid by Black Sabbath. If Our Love Is Dead by Royal Otis. Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts.
Okay.
Wow. What the fuck? Oh my God, somehow my phone heard me and started playing. Started playing War Pigs.
Oh no, okay.
Why War Pigs? I said.
Not exactly.
Okay, whatever.
Paranoid.
Yeah, I said Paranoid.
Yeah.
Something called Theme from Tron and Tron Scherzo by Wendy Carlos and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Wendy Carlos's name rings a bell. I don't know why, but she rings a bell.
I have no idea.
But that's a, no, that's a killer soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's killer. That's got some really good music in it.
So.
Damn. But that's it on Tron Ares.
Okay.
I don't think there was anything else that I had on my mind.
Nothing, just bitching about prices going up on all the subscription services.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, anybody who's a Xbox Game Pass subscriber knows the pain we're going through on our end.
Yeah. What did they take it from, 19 to 30?
It was either 15 or 19 to 30, yeah.
I think it was like 19 right now. They're going to put $10 more on it. Now, yeah. You do get a lot more stuff, but I might hang on to it for a month just to see if I play any of this shit.
I might. Like I was telling you.
But that's the Ubisoft stuff.
Right, right.
That's really all you're getting is the Ubisoft stuff and day one.
Yeah, I don't care about the Ubisoft stuff.
No, I mean, it's like, you can't play first-person shooters, so.
Yeah.
And like, some of the games are going to stay on for the premium level, which is $19.99, which is what we're at.
Right.
So, and then you've got Disney raising their shit again.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be $30 for my bundle package, which still isn't bad.
It's still a bargain. Yeah, it's still a bargain.
For Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max.
Oh, Max. Okay.
Yeah, HBO Max. All commercial free. Mm-hmm. So 30, I think it was like 35, 32 or something like that. It wasn't going up, but it was like a couple dollars more.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, if I bought, you know, I wanted to keep HBO, which that's the real question. Do I really want to keep it?
Do you really want to keep it? Yeah.
Because I don't know if I really. I watched Peacemaker. Now, is there anything else on there I really want to watch?
Well, that's where the DC stuff is going to be, like Green Lantern and shit.
True. And I just never think about going there to see what movies are up there.
It doesn't matter because I can pull those anyway.
Yeah,
movies. I'm the same way as you. Movies don't matter. I'm like, I don't care what you're running because if it's something good and I want to see it, odds are good I've already pulled it from online somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, I mean, yeah, it may be, as I'm kind of still looking, going through and just, you know, weeding down some stuff to get a few extra bucks because, you know, everything's just getting more and more expensive.
Oh, it's just insane. I mean, we really are. There's all kinds of articles with the headlines about it. We really have entered a period where the streaming services are going up so much in cost that we really are starting to match what we paid for cable, and that's why we all got out of cable in the first place, was because of the crazy cost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, with all the services we need to get everything, you know, that we need, well, bang.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, people, I don't want all these services.
Exactly.
And even YouTube TV, I just... The more I really pay attention to it, the more it hits me. You don't really use it, dude. Not you, me.
No, we use it, even though... I'm trying to think how much we actually... Well, Terry uses it.
Yeah.
And she's use it for got a lot news of... and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
she's got a lot of reality shows she watches. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
she watches a lot of
HGTV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those kind of shows, you know.
Now, see, for that makes sense. She actually is getting use out of it. Now, for me, the only thing I really watch on it is news.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I watched a program. It's a matter of fact, that last time I watched a program on a network or on YouTube TV was May for the final episode of Ghost and... Georgie and Mandy's first marriage, the Young Sheldon sequel.
I can watch that.
It's so mediocre, man. It is so.
Oh no.
And every time we watch it, Barb dreads when I put it on. She's like, oh god, because she hates it. She's like, this is just so bad. I'm like, it's not bad. It's mediocre, and that's what's pissing me off. If it was bad, that'd be one thing. You could make fun of it honestly. If it was good, you could enjoy it. But it's just mediocre, which means it just makes you mad. You know, how does something like this stay on the air for 7-8 years? Everybody Loves Raymond, perfect example. Also King of Queens. Or see The World According to Jim with Jim Belushi. All these series didn't need to succeed past one season. They were all mediocre.
Yeah.
But it's always the mediocre series that... fucking hang around for 10-15 years.
Yeah.
Jesus. And again, like I told Barb, the only reason I watch it is because it's something I'm familiar with. I know all the backstory.
Yeah.
And it's like comfort food. You may or may not really enjoy it, but you're used to it and you'll eat it just to have something to do.
I mean, at what point would you have, you know, liked to see Big Bang Theory end?
Oh, I would have been happy if it had ended around season 7. I think around season 6 or 7.
Because it became it became nerds in love.
Right.
Nerds having families.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, at one point, that's where you kind of like the British series.
Yeah.
They run maybe 2-3 seasons.
And then they're gone.
Then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ones that do stay, like, what is it? Not upstairs. Maybe it is upstairs, downstairs. Or Mulberry. Shit.
Even though I've not watched that one with, was it Wild Horses?
Oh, with Gary Oldman.
Yeah. That I've not watched good. That. And it does look good, and it's on Apple Plus, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It is.
But it looks like it would be a well-watched series.
Yeah, it does. It looks fun. Yeah. It looks fun.
I mean, we're not getting a season two of the completely true stories of Dick Durbin, or Turbin, or whatever his name
Oh, shit, did they finally...
Which I enjoyed that. I don't know if they've ever announced or not, but I'm like, at this point, I'm not expecting one, even though I enjoyed the hell out of that series.
Oh, it was a great series. Phenomenal series. Dick, what
I can see why people.
Dick Turbin?
Dick Turbin. Dick Turbin. I think Dick Turbin. I'm not
Dick
sure.
Turbin, okay.
But, such no, a what a genius series. Oh, yeah.
So funny. So funny. That one I would buy, just in case I ever lost the streaming service. That's one I would buy if I could find it. But it's never been released as far as I know. So many good series like that. But,
yeah, there we go. So, all right. Well, we've rambled on enough. And we were going to do a quick show today, which now turned into, what, 45 minutes?
41, yeah.
Yeah. So, because we will not be on next week, because I've got in-laws in town next week. So, it'll be 2 weeks before we come back.
Yep.
By that point, maybe I'll have a house, and I'll quit being a homeless guy living in the woods. In Jonestown.
You're still using a camp?
Tent? I'm using a tent.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got a tent, man. I'm a homeless guy. With my fishing net, with my net and my fishing rod.
You may or may, I think you're close to this point or you're already there. Just FYI, go to the store and look in the cabinet. They have recipes for DIYs and you can up your storage and learn how to make different things with those recipes. You'll need those recipes badly. You will need them.
So.
Cool.
So that's where I'm at. You know, like I said, I'm just that guy out in the woods, and everybody else. I'm waiting for the mayor to go, hey, we need to throw you out. Have you moved off somewhere else? And the other thing is, okay, can you build bridges in this fucking thing?
Yes, you can.
Because half my island is cut off.
Yeah, that's kind of a pain.
And it's got a stream running through it. I'm like, what the fuck? How am I gonna get over there?
Okay, I can tell you how. You should already be able to do it. There's a pole vaulting stick. You get the recipe to make, and it takes wood, and maybe that's it, wood or twigs to make it, and you can use it to vault across. It's another tool. You can use it to vault across those streams and go wherever you want back there. Eventually, not too far away, but eventually you will be able to build bridges and things like that, and that's the point where you will need money from me.
Yeah,
because some of those things, like a bridge, costs like $168,000 or bells to put up and things like that. So you'll definitely at that point, you have a choice. You can either get money or you can either slog through at about a quarter speed from if you had the money.
Yeah.
So it still goes. But it just goes a lot fucking slower
without
the funds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Scope. Cool. All right, then. Well, we will wrap up this week, and we'll catch y'all in a couple weeks. Until then, if you'd like to donate to the show, you can through the donation link. You can leave this review if you'd like to as well. Other than that, that's it. I'm done. He's done. We'll catch y'all later on. See ya.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.